Good morning, brothers and sisters. Let us pray to start our EMP this morning. Father, we come to you this morning. Thank you for a good privilege that you give it to us so that in this cold morning we can come and have fellowship with you. We pray that the word come upon us and then open our eyes and then change our life, Father. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning, I want to continue our sharing about the book of Acts. Let us open Acts chapter 8. We read from verse 1 to 12. Acts chapter 8, verse 1 to 12. Saul was in early agreement with putting him to death, and on that day a great persecution began against the church in Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Some devout men buried Stephen and made loud lamentation over him. But Saul began ravaging the church, entering house after house and dragging off men and women. He would put them in prison. Therefore, those who had been scattered went about preaching the word. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and began proclaiming Christ to them. The crowds with one accord were giving attention to what was said by Philip, and they heard and saw the sign which he has performing. For in the case of many who had unclean spirit, they were coming out of them shouting with a loud voice, and many who had been paralyzed and lame were healed. So there was much rejoicing in that city. Now there was a man named Simon, who formerly was practicing magic in the city and astonishing the people of Samaria, claiming to be someone great. And they all, from smallest to greatest, were giving attention to him, saying, "This man is what called the great power of God." And they were giving him attention because he had for a long time astonishing them with his magic art. But when they believed Philip preaching the good news about the kingdom of God, the name of Jesus Christ, they were being baptized, men and women alike. Brothers and sisters, if we see from this Bible, chapter 8, the auditor gives the title. The title is Saul Persecuted the Church. In other verse, they give the title The Suffering Church. But when I read the whole chapter of chapter 8, the story of persecution only in the first one, which is say, on that day, a great persecution began against the church in Jerusalem. Only in that sentence. And then after that, Luke tried to continue the story how the gospel spread out from Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria. So, when I see this verse, I get a small conclusion. What kind of learning that we can get from chapter 8? I get one point. One point is how persecution lead us to share the gospel. And then if you see deeply, In this story, you can also see that there are one keyword in chapter 8, which is I call migration. Because there are some persecution in this area, and then the disciple move to other city. So the keyword is migration. They move from one city to another city. Now, in modern people, when we talk about migration, then I can say that migration is a way where humans try to find a better life. I just returned from US, and then in New York City, I met some Indonesian brothers and sisters. In Charlotte City, which is not too popular among Asian people, I met Mimi Auntie. So they all moved from Indonesia, go to US. Of course, when they started, they not start from legal way. They start from illegal. But I think after Donald Trump left US, it must be difficult for illegal migrant go to US. 20 years ago, they move. And then when I have conversation with them, what's the main reason? You know, when you go in, you need to suffer a lot. Maybe you need to work in restaurant or in small place, everything like that. They said, don't care. What we want to have is a better life because we don't trust with the situation of our country. That's why they move. A better life. Some people, they have in mind, better life means better education, better life means better job, better environment, whatever. Migration drive by one purpose, to get a better life. But don't forget, in the Bible, we also have a lot of story of migration. When we see the Bible talk about migration, then the Bible teaches us in other way, which is I said that migration in the Bible talk about migration in God's perspective, to do His will, to extend His kingdom, and then to share the gospel. We can see the first migration story, which is in the book of Genesis chapter 12. Abraham moved from his home country to promised land. And then after that, Joseph sold out and then moved from his home country. And then after that, start at Egypt. And then Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, they all immigrant who work in government kingdom, in government position. These all talk about migration. They move from one city to another city. And then the last, of course, Esther, who become queen of Ahasuerus. She also a migrant woman who can achieve higher position in the king of Syria. Now, that's the blue line of migration in Old Testament. And then in New Testament, brothers and sisters, when we see the motive of migration, which is in Acts chapter 8, verse 4, we say, therefore, those who has been scattered went about preaching the word. The blue line in the book of Acts is like that. When there is a persecution, they run away. But they do not just run away. Once they run away, they preach the gospel. They preach the gospel, and then they preach the gospel. Similar situation. If some of you show the new movie called Ben-Hur, how the situation in the early time of Roman Empire, how bad the persecution, which is the law in the mouth of Caesar. He can do anything. That's why the situation is very bad. Now the disciple have two opponents. One from the kingdom of Roman Empire, and then the others is from Jewish people. So which is this kind of bad situation, make them move to another country, make them move to another city. While they move, they spread the gospel. Now, in the same situation, when they move, God also have eternal plan, where God want the gospel preached to the whole nation. That's why, after a few years, there are a big accident in Jerusalem city, which is called AD 70, when the Roman Empire destroyed the temple of God and then destroyed the city of Jerusalem. Some of the interpreters of the Bible said that's because most of the believers, they don't want to move from Jerusalem to other city. The kingdom of God burn out, then the disciples spare out. For what, brothers and sisters? To share the gospel. So when I read this, okay, I can understand. Migration in human side because to looking of the better life. But migration in God's eyes is to extend the kingdom of God, is to share the gospel. Today, people move from village to city, from city to state or country, because they want to have better life. I see Hong Kong as the place where people want to be. I don't know why many people want to stay at Hong Kong. I don't know. Yeah, because the weather is not too clean, and then I just returned from U.S., and then my friend's house is three-story. Yeah, we can make a jogging in the house, but in my house, I cannot do exercise. That's why I don't want to accept challenge to do push-up for 22 days, because no place to do it. So small. And then whenever I cook, the whole building can smell everything. Whenever my upper neighbor shouting, I can hear what they talk about. So this is the Hong Kong. Every day we wake up running for the time and then go back home late. We are lazy, don't want to wash our clothes. If we wash, we think about where we can make it dry, everything so small. But 7 million more people stay at Hong Kong. I don't know why, but if I do survey, maybe they can say, we want to find a better life. That's why people move from village to city, city to country. Yeah, it is important to us to know, because there are a lot of migrant people in Hong Kong, then this is a great opportunity. A great opportunity to what? To be a good host, so that we can show our hospitality to them. I know one elder from Los Angeles. The elder said, our church have patience for China people. And he told me, it is difficult for us to go to China to share the gospel. But we know that many China students come to U.S. and then they start to study. And then we open ministry for them, which is the same thing as we do it for Indonesia. It is difficult for us to go to Indonesia to do mission trip, but we can open ministry for Indonesian people in Hong Kong. Maybe after this, we open ministry for Filipino people in this area. This is an opportunity where people come to one city, they live their culture, they live their custom, they are in insecure position. They need friend. They need you and me to be a good host for them and then to share our love to them. This is one side for Hong Kong people. And then another side, 50% of people who stay in this area are not from Hong Kong. I'm from Indonesia. Reno is from Philippines, from US. Ben from Singapore. Is it right, Ben? You hold Singapore ID, I know that. Yeah? So we came from many countries and then moved to Hong Kong. Of course, one of the reasons is the better life. But as a children of God, don't forget, when the Bible talks about migration, then the Bible talks about extend his kingdom and then share the gospel. Better life is already given by Jesus. Let's see from John chapter 10. John 10, verse 10. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Always remember as a believer, better life is already given in Jesus. And the key to get better life in on Matthew 6:33, seek thy kingdom first, and then everything will give it to you. If better life is already given by Jesus, then we need to change our purpose of life. When we move to city to another city, so the main purpose is not better life, but the main purpose is how we extend kingdom of God, and then how we share the gospel. I really love this story in the Bible. Let's open 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Verse 5. But I will come to you after I go through Macedonia, for I'm going through Macedonia, and perhaps I will stay with you or even spend the winter, so that you may send me on my way wherever I go. For I do not wish to see you now just in passing, for I hope to remain with you for some time, if the Lord permits. But I will remain in Ephesus until Pentecost, for a wide door for effective service has opened to me, and there are many adversaries. For a wide door for effective service has opened to me. Brothers and sisters, Paul has many plans to do, but the reason he still stays at Ephesus, because there is a great door, so he can serve God. So what is our motivation to move from one city to other city? Do we use God perspective or we use human perspective? If we use human perspective to find a better life, then I say Jesus is already given to us. Let us change our perspective. We move city to city because there is an opportunity to share God's word. Let us pray. We almost halfway in our life. Some of you 30-something, some of you 40-something. We have another halfway in our life. The main question that we need always ask in ourselves, why I am here? Why I am here? Why I stay in Hong Kong? What kind of ministry that I can do for God? Difficulties can come in our life, job and position. But like we see from the Bible, of course, as a human, they move to find a better space, better situation. But the most important, when they move, they share the gospel. Let us, God, bless our life so that whenever we move, we are not only seeking better life, but we move because the will of God, who wants us to show His love, to share His gospel for many people. Yes, let's praise the Lord this morning.
God Almighty,
The earth is filled with His glory. How can it be when Thy kingdom come? Thy kingdom come means we bring people come to Jesus, so that all new believers worship together with us. When we worship, the glory of the Lord come upon us. So it is really important for every believer to know by the end God save us, so that we can share His love for many people and then put the gospel . The healthy church is the church who bring the gospel to many people. The healthy church is the church who always give birth new spiritual baby. Let's think about this and pray about this. How many new believers that get baptized every year in our church? Multiplication for new believers only can happen when every believer in this church have God's purpose in their life. Sometimes we are too fast to make a decision regarding better life for us, and we are too slow to do something regarding God's kingdom. The Bible always show us that God's purpose is number one. Better life is stay behind God's purpose. That means when you do God's purpose, and then the better life is followed after that. Father, we really want to say sorry to you, Father. Truly, human perspective always influence us to move from one city to another city, to move from one company to another company. We always forget that every decision that we make because of you, Father, to extend your kingdom, to share your love, and then to bring gospel for many people. This morning, when your words speak to us, we humble ourselves, and then we ask you to change our life, our mind, and then put this kingdom purpose in our life, Father. Thank you, Father, for remind us. We pray in Jesus' name. Brothers and sisters, let us spend our time. Pray for our brothers and sisters who are in difficult body. Some of them has cancer. or some physical weakness. Let's pray for them. We pray for them that in their physical weakness, they also can see salvation from Jesus. That's why we pray for their close friend or their close family, so that Holy Spirit enable them to say something about Jesus to them. While we pray, we always put God's words in our prayer. We believe that there is nothing impossible in Him. God's power is unlimited. And then He can take out every physical weakness. Just put them in God's hand. And then let God do the best. And then the last part of community prayer, we remember our friend who are seeking new job. Let's pray for mission focus this morning. Yes, for Cambodia and from Japan, we remember Grace and Pastor Sophia. We also pray for Mission Council with the theme that they can always lead us to extend God's kingdom and to share the gospel for many people. Don't forget, we pray for local outreach ministry. Yeah, people around us, they need Jesus. Local outreach ministry is to bring God's love for them. We need to support them in prayer. And also we pray for tonight's activity. And also pray for worship retreat. Yeah. Worship team will spend some time with God. And then we pray that from this retreat, they get new power in leading worship in our church. Let's pray together. Father, thank you. Thank you for this morning prayer. We put our life into your hand, and in every step, every breath, every opportunity that you have given to us, We want to use it to extend your kingdom, Father. Thank you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.